run the football, and I love the fact that he stuck with it. Jordan Love only had 17 pass attempts. You know, that's a good half back in the day, but that's not going to cut it. They got to find ways to stay on the field offensively and to really kind of get a rhythm. And I do think it's going to be a time. I thought this out of the bye would be the time, Dave, where they would settle on, look, it's Romeo Doubs, it's Jaden Reed, and it's Christian Watson. And if Wicks and the others get a little bit of action, fine. That didn't happen. And actually, you could argue it's Jaden Reed, it's Romeo Doubs, and it's Tucker Kraft. Or it's Reed, Kraft, and whichever back you want to throw to, and let the receivers get what they can. But this idea of ball sharing, and I mean, well, I guess one target to Wicks, no catches. Kraft had three targets, no catches for Tucker Kraft yesterday. Which yeah. I think is fairly remarkable too. So they got to look at some things, and as they say, clean up. There may be more to clean up after this game, but penalties, you're right, that looked like it was fixed. The red zone showed some life, three touchdowns and five trips in. The five trips in were a good thing because against most teams that should be good enough. Third downs, a 1 for 5. Yeah. Well, of course, yeah, they only had five. The third downs to convert all day. You know, they just didn't have the ball.
A little bit of work.
Somebody stole all the ball bags from the Packers sideline. They never had football all day. They didn't even see what one looked like until they blocked it. But boy, oh boy, what a! I mean, I had left him for dead.
I did too. I'll admit it.
He's making a kick. I only missed one field goal all season. Veteran, 11-year veteran, and all of that. And oh well. Yeah, that's why you need a kicker in the NFL.
It is. And that's why, like you and I talked about a couple weeks ago, why it was so important. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the rest of the league and how things looked yesterday briefly.
Well, the Detroit Lions look ridiculously fabulous, and the Jaguars are got to be one game maybe left. Doug Peterson, I would think we might get some news later on today. If you're ever going to fire a coach after a loss, that would be it, and he's had several. So the Lions continue their dominance, and 9-1 atop the division. You go to Minnesota, 8-2, take care of their business. 23-13, I think, the final over at Tennessee. And Darnold played okay. They played somewhat conservative football, trying to get him, I think, right from the three-interception game he had the week before. So you got 9-1, 8-2, 7-3 at the top of the division. These are the kind of seasons where you and I talk about years from now and say, boy, remember that year when all three? See, 9-8-7 is 23, and 1-2-3 is 6. The top three teams in the division are 23-6.
That's crazy to think about, isn't it?
It is. And with a lot of in-division games to come.
Right.
But enough for the Bears. The beauty of this, if you're a Packer fan, sorry, Bears fans, and I know we have loyal listeners, because, and Maddie divulged this before, she's like, Bears fans listen a lot because, you know what, they're fans and they want to hear what we have to say, but we tell the truth and tell it like it is and give the Bears some credit. But this is what they face. Their remaining schedule, the next whatever anyway, the Bears have the Lions, the Vikings, the Niners, the Lions, the Vikings.
They have a tough schedule, no two ways about it.
So those five, the loss, so they're 4-2. They could be from 4-2 to 4-11.
Yeah, it's going to be about interesting.
And our Bears expert, Chris Emma from 670 The Score down in Chicago, and love the guy. I mean, he said they're talking 11, 12, 13, you know, well, I didn't get to 13, 11 or 12 win season when they were 4-2. And then they have the disaster in Washington on the Hail Mary. And that might precipitate a 9-game losing or would it be a 7-game losing streak? No, 4-2, 9-game losing streak. Good Lord.
Yeah, not good.
That's what they're staring down. Now, the Packers have the Niners coming up on Sunday.
Right.
And that should be a dandy. And then you follow it up with back-to-back Thursday nighters, which will be kind of bizarre. But you and I may get a chance to hang out some Friday mornings, day after game, depending on what's going on, because those are going to be late-night games, and I'll be visiting my folks. The good news, I'll be able to hang out in your neck of the woods down in Adams with my folks and that for 2 weekends in a row.
That's kind of nice. And so I suspect you and I will be doing those Friday mornings. I have a sneaking suspicion that's how it's working out. The 29th and the 6th. Let's put it that way.
We're getting a plan together for all of that, but I think that may be the way she shakes. But either way, you know, we'll be talking about wins, hopefully. But big games. You got the Niners coming up, then the Dolphins on Thanksgiving, and then the following Thursday, which feels like it should be a Thanksgiving because you're going to be at Detroit, the Lions. And then you get that little mini bye about 10 days before the rest of your life. So this stretch, Niners, Dolphins, Lions, I hate to say it, but I'd probably take 2 out of 3 right now and call it a day.
Yeah, and then after that, we have the Seahawks, Saints, and the Vikings. And so that's going to be a little bit tougher as we get towards the Vikings.
Yeah, so they can take care of some business now. They can put themselves in pretty good position, I would think, for a wild card, no doubt. And I know some Packer fans that are kind of giving up on the division. And I know the Lions look mighty and all that, but let's just let it play out a little bit yet. You know, the Vikings came within a last-second field goal of beating the Lions, and the Packers, I know 24-14, but think of all the ungodly mistakes the Packers made against the Lions and still only lost by 10. So I wouldn't concede the division just quite yet. But they got to play better starting against the Niners this week.
We definitely do, and if we can continue the trend of not having the penalties and did what we did Sunday for that and get our offense in gear, I think those would be the keys of what we need to see coming this week.
I'm with you. I would agree with that wholeheartedly, and I think they can get it cleaned up. And I do think because the nature of the loss, in an odd way, it builds up some belief and trust, reinforces in your coaches, because LaFleur said they were going to run the ball. They did run the ball. He told the receivers, you may not get a ton of opportunities. When you do, make the most of it. Watson did. And really, I think defensively, while it wasn't horrible, you came away with the win. But you say, look, we got to fix some things, especially going against the Niners and Christian McCaffrey. You better have your run defense better be a heck of a lot better than it was against the Bears, or you are going to lose.
Yeah, most definitely. So, you know, looking forward to next week already and cleaning up the offense. That's what I think we'll hear in the locker room talk this week. And you'll be back with us next Friday, or this coming Friday, correct, Chris?
This coming Friday, we'll tee up the Niners game, and then Maddie and I will probably get after the Niners post game, and then be a little now Maddie and I had talked about maybe doing a little Wednesday morning preview for the Thursday Thanksgiving game, but we'll subject to change. I don't know exactly all the programming scheduling there. You do, definitely, obviously, but so we can hammer that up. That'll be easy, but we're not going to shortchange our listeners over the holidays. I mean, holidays, football, Packers, all goes together, and we'll be here for them.
Yeah, we'll definitely hammer that out. No question about that. So we'll figure that out in the weeks to come here because, Thanksgiving's just around the corner. And a couple Thursday night games, Chris, we're looking forward to that. And looking forward to talking about the 49ers with you on Friday.
Sounds good, Dave. Appreciate you, man. How's it going there? I mean, ruling the roost. I know you were in charge anyway, but having the morning show has got to be fun.
It has been a blast. I will say it wasn't what I planned on doing. You know, when I came on board full time, I planned on continuing doing nights. That was the one stipulation I had, was I still wanted to do nights when I came here full time. And then, you know, this transition to mornings kind of was just a temp thing and now permanent. And I'm loving it. You know, I get to hang out with you and Emily. We just have a blast. It's been a lot of fun. You know, just a little different in life now, that's for sure. Can't
that's
be so
funny.
Inconspicuous.
When I started on Radio with the Fan, I was mornings. And that was going to be the deal. And then because afternoons and evenings get really busy with covering the Packers and all that. And then that segued to afternoons. And now whether I'm working on a work day or not, around 3 o'clock, I get a little bit nervous. Okay, what time am I going on the air? Because it's, right. You know, so I should be somewhere. It's like the quarterback has a pass rusher bearing down on him, the clock inside your head. And I'm sure you have the same thing. You make the adjustment and move on, but it's all fun.
Yes, definitely. And that was the thing. I mean, all of a sudden I'd be getting busy with something in the afternoon. It's like, oh yeah, I still got to do this radio thing yet tonight too. So yeah, no, it's been good. I enjoy being on the mornings. I'm up anyways. That was the other part of it. I was up early anyways. So it was kind of a natural transition and I've really been enjoying it. It's something I definitely am glad I got the opportunity to do here.
Well, I had a chance to just real quickly reconnect for a variety of reasons with a high school teacher that was in Adams Friendship when I was attending high school way, way back. Wayne Schmidt and his wife, they live in De Pere now, right here, just a hop skip from Green Bay. And I had a chance to visit them, and we were talking. And he said, well, now how long have you been on radio? I said, well, 26 years it's been. And his wife said, well, that's a coincidence. That's as long as we've been retired, 26 years. And I said, you know, some people, because it sounds a lot easier than it is, say, I've been retired for 26 years too doing radio. So
exactly.
They got a laugh out of it. That was fun. But here we go. You know, and it isn't as easy as we make it sound sometimes.
No, it's not.
And we hope we don't make it sound harder than it is.
Right. Depends on the day, though, right?
It sure does, man. You got that right. Or the outcome, a block kick or not.
Right. That would have been a whole different. I don't think we would have been as upbeat as what we are
I've
today.
Seen the dark side of Dave. Holy cow.
Not yet.
I would have maybe if they didn't block the kick.
You would have, I guarantee it.
Well, he's got some teeth. I don't want to tick him off.
Well, Emily and I were talking about, we're trying to have a Packers watch party with our listeners in December. And it's like, I'm going to have to behave myself if we do that, because I get a little animated during these games, as my wife can attest to.
His eyes start to change color. He wouldn't like me when I'm angry. He's throwing tables. And, oh, no.
Yeah, exactly.
He's green. He's got the right Packer color, but not.
Yeah, exactly. During that field goal attempt, it came close.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, so it's going to be good. We're looking forward to that as well. So, Chris, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate having you here. And we hope you have a great rest of your week as well.
That's the plan anyway. And we'll talk Friday. Be good, Dave.
You as well. We'll talk to you again on Friday. Hanging with Howell is brought to you by Oakwood Fruit Farms and Tricor Insurance on Max FM.
Apples are in great supply at Oakwood Fruit Farm, and now is the perfect time to visit. Right now, all remaining apples are 20% off. Perfect for gifts or family treats. Plus, enjoy fresh apple cider and save room for bakery favorites like the daily made apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, and turnovers. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road, is open 7 days a week from 9 until 4. Or until the apples are gone, just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
From small-town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
Moving straight ahead, you knew it all.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Monday morning. That was a lot to break down from that game yesterday and looking ahead to what's going to happen with the 49ers next weekend. Yeah, we can't let it get that close again. Here is Journey, Don't Stop Believing on Max FM.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky room, the smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on.
Strangers waiting up and down the boulevard. Their shadows searching in the night. Streetlights
Max FM. She wants to leave.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Take tonight. We can take what was wrong and make it right. I know that you're half of the flesh and blood that makes me whole. Need you so. So take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Learn to live so free. When we
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Here's Tears for Fears.
Thank you. Mr. Bombastic. We order some bombastic, romantic, fantastic lover. Shaggy. Mr. Lover, lover. Now, Mr. Lover, lover. Girl. Mr. Lover, lover. Now, Mr. Lover, lover. She call me Mr. Bombastic. Tell me fantastic. Touch me on me box. She says, I'm Mr. Romantic. Call me fantastic. Touch me on me box. She says, I'm Mr. Smooth. Just like a silk. Soft and cuddly. Hug me up like a quilt. I'm a lyrical lover. Now take me thin or filled with my sexual physique. You know me well, Bill. Do me, oh my, well, well, can't you tell? I'm just like a turtle crawling out of my shell. Girl, you captivate my body, put me under a spell. With your couscous perfume, I love your sweet smell. You're the only young girl who can ring my bell and I can take rejection. So you tell me go to well, I'm bombastic. Tell me fantastic. Touch me on my back, she says I'm Mr. Romantic. Tell me fantastic. She touch me on my back, she says I'm Mr. Boom, 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 bombastic. Tell me fantastic. On my box, she call me Mr. Romantic. Tell me fantastic. She touch me on my box, she says I'm Mr. Boom, boom. Gee whiz, baby, please. Let me take you to an island of the sweet cold breeze. You don't feel like drive, well, baby, hand me the keys. And I will take you to a place and set your mind at ease. Don't you tickle my foot bottom, baby, please. Don't you play with my nose, cause I'm a hachoom sneeze. Well, are you are the bun and me are the cheese. And if I'm me are the rice, then baby, love you the peas. I'm bombastic, tell me fantastic. Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Romantic. Tell me fantastic. Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Boom, boom, boom. Bombastic, tell me fantastic. Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Romantic. Tell me fantastic. Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Boom. I say give me your loving, girl, your loving well good. I want your loving, girl, be it like you should. I give you loving, girl, your loving well good. I want your loving, girl, you remember the wood. You like to kiss and caress, rub down every strand of your pan bitches. I'm bombastic, rated as the best you should get. Nothing more, nothing less. Give me your digits, chat on your address. I'll bet you confess when you put me to the test that I'm bombastic. Tell me fantastic, touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Romantic. Tell me fantastic, touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Boom. She says I'm Mr. Romantic. Tell me fantastic. Touch me on me box. She says I'm Mr. Bombastic. Why? Girl, your admiration, it'll lick me from the start. With such physical attraction, girl, you know to feel the spark. I want a few words, now go tell you no sweetheart. Now go lava, 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 la, not chat pure fart. I'll get straight to the point, like a aura dart. Humble lay down on my jacuzzi and get some bubble bath. Only song you will hear is the beating of my heart. And we will, and have some sweet pillow talk. I'm bombastic, tell me fantastic.
80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Monday morning. Peep Opening People's holding Stop on Hunger and their Christmas Adopt-A-Family. Now through December 1st, PHP has a fundraiser to assist with this effort. The goal is to raise between $3,000 and $5,000 to purchase much-needed groceries for a full Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner. Currently, they're at $2,000, so they're well below that goal. If you're able to contribute, you can mail or drop those donations off to 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo or donate online at phpwisconsin.org. On Saturday, December 7th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., it is the PHP Brat Fry and Bake Sale. The menu includes brats, Italian sausages, all beef franks, chips, soda, or water. Santa will visit from 2 to 4 p.m. and will arrive on his fire truck. For more information or to make a donation, go to phpwisconsin.org.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise. This is your chance to support women and female-owned businesses during the first Wisconsin Women's Wellness Expo. Experience this unique event from 9 to 5 at the Ho-Chunk Convention Center in Baraboo on November 23rd. Admission is just $30, which includes speakers and interactive workshops designed to help you learn yoga, hormone health, herbalism, dealing with menopause, and more. Find your tickets at www.embracingfeminine.com/expo and be one of the first to attend the Wisconsin Women's Wellness Expo.
Can you help us feed neighbors in need? The second annual Feed the Need food drive is happening now at Backroad Baraboo Motors. The goal? To stock the pantries for those that need it most with Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin. Shop now and drop off items. Or join us Friday, November 22nd from 11 to 1 as we fill a truck with your donations alongside the Max FM team. Find us on Facebook at Backroad Baraboo or visit baraboomotors.com for a list of most needed items. On State Road in Baraboo, across from Dairy Queen, Backroad Baraboo Motors.
Connect with spirit when you walk through the doors at Cosmic Karma Crystals in downtown Baraboo. Choose from sparkling, polished, and raw crystals, spheres, towers, bowls, and a large assortment of metaphysical items like spell jars, horoscope and chakra sets, and intention bundles. Try your luck with the mystery grab bag for just $20. Visit Cosmic Karma Crystals on Ash Street in downtown Baraboo today.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming cloudy with rain developing this afternoon, and there could be some heavy rain, a half inch to an inch or more possible by the time it all winds down late tonight into tomorrow morning. 53 today, 48 tonight. Rain ending 59 will be our high tomorrow. If you're up for an amazing fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32. 99.7.
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Monday morning. Don't forget, you can stream us on our website at max.fm. You can ask your smart device to play Max FM Baraboo, or you can also download that free Civic Media app on your mobile device. Look for Max Tomorrow's. Tap on Max FM and stream us for us wherever you go. You can also text us right from the app. Here's Van Halen. Why can't this be love by Max FM?
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Monday morning. When you text LOL, how often are you really laughing out loud? In my case, I am definitely laughing, and it's probably very loudly. A new study found that you might want to dial back your use of abbreviations like that. They can make you seem like a big phony. Researchers tracked down text exchanges of more than 5,000 people and found we've seen less sincere since we use shorthand phrases like LOL and OMG. The researchers were surprised. They assumed most people were cool with those abbreviations because they seem like friendlier and less formal, but turns out they can make people feel like you really don't care. If you want someone to know you really did find something funny, you're better off using full words instead of LOL. Say something like, "Hey, I'm cracking up." Context is important too, and it matters less if you already have a close relationship with a person. For example, using LOL with your best friend lands differently than using with someone you just started dating. 99% of people in the study say they use abbreviations in their text sometimes, so it is something that pretty much everyone does now. OMG, I didn't know that.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time once again for the annual Baraboo Holiday Fair and Fundraiser. This will be happening on Saturday, November 23rd from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. The event is going to be at the Baraboo Arts and Banquet Hall at 323 Water Street in Baraboo. It's going to feature over 60 vendors, crafters, artisans, and practitioners. A free gift will be given to the first 50 adult customers through the door. There's also going to be door prizes, a silent auction, and raffle for Bullies and Friends Pet Rescue. Treat yourself to refreshments available on sale and special entertainment by Ted Hawkins. Again, swing by the Baraboo Holiday Fair and Fundraiser. This is happening on Saturday, November 23rd, and walk away with a full heart and some great holiday gifts. And also on that same Saturday, November 23rd, from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m., it's the Dear Widows Weekend Craft Fair at Trinity Lutheran Church and School in Wisconsin Dells. Again, this will be taking place from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. And on both Friday, the 22nd of November, and the 23rd, it's the Holiday Craft Fair in Portage, previously held at the Saddle Ridge Clubhouse. This is going to be now moved to the Bethlehem Lutheran Church on Highway 33 between Portage and Partyville. There'll be lots of parking and 45 crafters on hand. It's open from noon until 4 p.m. on Friday, November 22nd, and then 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. on November 23rd. And that busy Saturday continues with the Portage VFW hosting their chili dinner. This will be from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. as $8 will get you a delicious bowl of chili along with cornbread and a dessert. And again, this will be supporting the VFW Post 1707. It's also where it's located, right behind Walgreens on West Collins Street in Portage. Again, this is November 23rd from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m.
Apples are in great supply at Oakwood Fruit Farm, and now is the perfect time to visit. Right now, all remaining apples are 20% off, perfect for gifts or family treats. Plus, enjoy fresh apple cider and save room for bakery favorites like the daily made apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, and turnovers. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road, is open 7 days a week from 9 until 4, or until the apples are gone. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. 99.7 Max FM.